I'm Dr. Drew, and here's today's 1 Minute Clinic. I wonder how many of you are using antibacterial hand soap or body wash, and how many of you know that the federal government is studying what's in it. The focus is on triclosan. First used for medical purposes in hospitals and clinics, it became widespread in the 1990s. It is a bacterial killer found in most antibacterial products, even toothpaste and mouthwash. Researchers have suggested, however, that it may increase the risk for infertility, early puberty, and some hormonal problems. Endocrinological societies, groups of doctors that study glands, believe it can alter testosterone, estrogen level, and the FDA, however, says there's no evidence that this soap is better than regular soap. But is it harmful? Well, the jury is still out. Should you stop using antibacterial soaps? I think that's something you should discuss with your doctor. There are very specific medical reasons to use them where they can be specifically prescribed, sometimes before a surgery, something like that, and sometimes when people have certain kinds of recurrent skin infections. For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew.